Been looking the last couple days at a couple of verses. First of all, from Deuteronomy chapter 23, and then some verses in chapters 22 and 23 of the book of Numbers. And it all has to do with the story of Balaam and King Balak. And King Balak had tried to bribe or pay Balaam, who was kind of an oracle or a seer, paid him to, or tried to pay him, to come and to speak a curse on the Israelites, because as the king of the Moabites, Balak was fearful. He was afraid of what he saw, the growing power, the strength, the overwhelming favor of God upon the Israelites. Caused him fear for his kingdom. And because of that, he wanted Balaam to speak a curse on the people of Israel. Balaam came, God spoke to him, said that the people are blessed, you can't curse them. Three times, though, Balaam made every effort he could to try to speak a curse over the Israelites. But every time, he could not speak a curse because, as God has said, and as we looked at yesterday and the day before, what God has blessed cannot be cursed. That is so important for us to remember, that what God has blessed cannot be cursed. There's so many times that we feel in our lives like we're under the curse, or that this is just a curse that's upon us, or that bad things are happening. So many times we feel that, when in reality, we're blessed. It doesn't matter what things look like. It doesn't matter about appearances. The reality is, because you're a child of God, you walk in the blessing and in the favor of Jesus Christ. Now, here's what the verse says in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse number 5. Nevertheless, the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam. So Balaam was trying to speak a curse on the Israelites. But nevertheless, the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam. But the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing to you, because the Lord your God loves you. And then we looked at this the last couple of days. Why does God bless you? Because he loves you. What does God do with the curses? He turns them into blessings. That's in a synopsis exactly what Jesus Christ did when he came. When he became flesh, just like you and I, he was entirely God, but he was also entirely flesh. I mean, he was flesh, but he was God. And so he came as flesh, died, took our sins to the cross, rose again to defeat sin and death. All the work is done and completed. And what he did is, because of what he did, because of those actions, he took us where we were under the curse because of sin. He took us from the curse and he turned that around and brought us into the state of being in the blessing and the favor, all the good things of Jesus Christ. This is where you reside and this is where you walk. Now, you may say, I don't feel that way. You may say that I feel like I'm more under the curse than I'm under the blessing. But the reality is, you are blessed because of who you are in Jesus Christ. You are blessed. You're not cursed. And so those things that come with the curse, and if you take time to look in Deuteronomy and look at the list of the blessings and the cursings, if you would take time to look at those blessings and cursings, you would see that the things that fall under the curses, such as, sickness, all the bad things that come in life, those are under the curses. If you look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, and you read through all the blessings and the cursings, you're going to find all the bad things are under the curses and all the good things are under the blessings. But you are blessed because of who you are. So all the good things under the blessings, those are yours. All the bad things under the curses, like even sickness, that's part of the curse. You're not under the curse. You're under the blessing. It's important for us to remember that, to realize that, to think about that throughout our day. Because life does come up against us. And the enemy, we talked about this yesterday, the enemy wants to remind you of your failings and make you think that you're unworthy, so that you will not place yourself in the position of being in the blessings, but you will find yourself placed by your own choices. If I choose to believe the things the enemy tells me, I'm placing myself where I'm going to be receiving and walking in those things that are curses as opposed to the blessings. But that's not what you have. It's not what God has given you. Because of who you are under the blessings of God. Now let's read that verse again. This is Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse number 5. Nevertheless, well, if you remember nothing else this week, just remember this verse. Nevertheless, the Lord your God, it's a personal thing with him. He is your God. He's your Lord. He's your God. Would not listen to Balaam. I love the way that verse starts off with the word nevertheless. Because it means it doesn't matter what else has happened. Everything that has happened before, it is of no relevance. It's set aside, moved beyond it. Nevertheless, it doesn't matter what happened. Nevertheless, those things are all in the past. Nevertheless. So everything that was in the past is in the past. We're moving forward in a new direction. What's that direction? The Lord your God. It's personal with him. He loves you personally. The Lord your God would not listen to Balaam. Now, you can take this today and say the Lord your God would not listen to the one who wants to speak curses over you, and that's the enemy of your soul. That's Satan. The Lord your God would not listen to the things that Satan said. And when Satan comes and brings accusation and says, well, Todd's not worthy of the blessings because, look, here's what Todd did. Here's what Todd thought. Here's what Todd's actions were. He's not worthy of the blessings. Nevertheless, the Lord does not listen to those accusations. And those curses the enemy wants me to embrace, he turns those curses, Jesus Christ, the Lord your Savior, turns those curses into blessings. He takes the bad things that come with life, and he turns them into blessings and favor and good things for you. Why? Because he loves you. That's an awesome realization. So you know what? When bad things come in your life, when struggles come, when your body starts to feel under attack from sickness, when your finances scream to you, there's not enough money to make all ends meet this month. When your work situation looks tenuous, and maybe it even looks like where you're working might close down, or maybe your job is close to being outsourced, you know, or just eliminated altogether. Or maybe it looks like your marriage is just hanging on by a thread, so tenuous. Or any of the things in life. We live in a fallen world. Bad things come our way. When those things come, you can say, when your body says you're sick, you can say, nevertheless, I'm blessed. I'm not cursed. And that's part of the curse. When your finances say something contrary to blessing and strength, you can say, nevertheless. You know, if your bank account is saying something negative, you can say, nevertheless. In other words, it doesn't matter. I'm setting that aside. Nevertheless, that's not important. What is important is God takes the curses and he turns them into blessings. He's already taken the curse and he's already turned it into a blessing for me. And I am blessed because of who I am in Jesus Christ. So I am not bound by what the world tells me. I'm not bound by these natural things. I don't have to accept sickness. I don't have to accept poverty. I don't have to accept my marriage being tenuous. I can believe the promises and the good things that Jesus Christ has for me because these are the promises that are given to me, not because I've earned them, not because I deserve them, but because of the relationship that I have in Jesus Christ. Now, again, if we look back in Numbers and the whole story of Balaam, we were looking at a couple of verses the last couple of days in chapter 22 of Numbers and also chapter 23. And I'm going to look at chapter 23, verses 7 and 8. Now, this is the whole story. This is a great thing. And it's going to sound like a lot. But, you know, this weekend, just set aside some time and just read through the story of Balak and Balaam. Read through the story. It starts in chapter 22 of Numbers, and it goes through chapter 24. So it's just three chapters. It really won't take you long. And then write this down. Document this. Always remember the verse from Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 5, which is the one that we've looked at and keyed upon all week long. Nevertheless, the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing to you because the Lord your God loves you. Remember that because it applies exactly to all those chapters. So just sometime this weekend, read chapter 22 of Numbers, read chapter 23, read chapter 24, hear all those words. But then finalize it with Deuteronomy 23:5 and know that you are blessed, not cursed. But now let's go back to Numbers chapter 23 for just a moment and read verses 7 and 8. And it says, and Balaam took up, I'm reading this from the Amplified Bible, Balaam took up his figurative speech. So in other words, Balaam's getting ready. He's getting ready to curse the Israelites. But as he got ready to, God wouldn't let him. And God put this speech into his mouth. He gave him the words to say. And to say to King Balak, who wanted to curse what God had blessed. So Balaam took up his figurative speech. It's talking about the words that God gave him. He took up his figurative speech and he said, Balak, the king of Moab, has brought me from Aram out of the mountains to the east, saying, curse, curse Jacob for me, and come violently denounce Israel. How can I curse those who God has not cursed? How can I violently denounce those the Lord has not denounced. He's saying that if God has blessed, he cannot curse. What God has blessed, he knew and realized. He wanted to because he knew it a big payday if he could. But he knew that he could not curse what God had blessed. Understand, realize, visualize that you are blessed. Because of who you are in Jesus Christ, you are blessed. You walk under the blessings, not the curses. You receive the blessings, not the curses, because of who you are in Jesus Christ. If you can picture yourself as blessed, then you're not going to picture yourself as cursed. And when somebody or a situation, even in life, when a situation looks to bring a curse upon you, be it your health, your finances, your emotions, your marriage, your relationship with your children, your job, whatever the case might be, addictions to things. When the world itself tells you that this is a curse you're going to have to endure, you can remind yourself and say, yeah, this world cannot curse me nor bring a curse upon me. This world cannot bring a curse upon me because I have been blessed by God. And even as Balaam realized so many thousands of years ago, how can I curse those that God has not cursed? This world, this life cannot bring curses upon you because you're not cursed by God. You're blessed by God. Those may sound like mere words to you, but they're not. They are the genuine word of God to you to remember, so you remember your position, your place with him, which is the place of blessing, not the place of curses. Listen, whatever is in your life today that makes you feel like it's part of the curse, it's not yours. Don't grab hold of it. Don't hold on to it. Don't make it your own. Instead, say, I'm not going to receive that. I will not accept that as a part of my life because I'm not cursed. That's part of the curse. I'm not cursed. I'm blessed. And what God has blessed cannot be cursed. I'm going to look at one other verse as we just wrap this up today and as we wrap this up this week. If you go to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 26, verse number 2 says this. This is why I love the Word. The Word just speaks to us every day with encouragement and strength, reminding us of God's goodness for us. Proverbs 26, 2 says, like the sparrow in her wanderings, like the swallow in her flying, listen to this, so the causeless curse does not alight. What is that saying? It's saying the exact same thing that we read from Deuteronomy. It's saying the exact same thing we read from Numbers chapter 23. It's saying that a curse without cause, a curse which is not merited, a curse which does not have the right to be there, cannot alight. What it's saying is, when the world tells you, when things that are under the curse, sickness, all the destructive things of life, and those things come upon you, it's saying, you're a child of God. You're blessed. There is no curse that has the right, and no evidence of any curse, or no end product of any curse that has the right. It's causeless. It doesn't have the right. It doesn't have the justification to stick with you. It does not have the right to come to you. And because, why? Because of Jesus Christ. And because it does not have the right, or because it does not have the cause, it's causeless. It's unjustified. Because it's causeless and unjustified, it cannot alight. Or in other words, it can't, this is key, it cannot stay with you. So when evidence or end products of things in this world, which appear to be and are part of the curse, sickness, disease, marital, all the things that just bring lack of peace in your life today, whatever's causing you lack of peace in your life today, whatever's taking and robbing the joy of the Lord from you today, that's all part of the curse. And it's causeless. It does not have the right to stay with you. It does not have the right to light. So picture it this way, because that's the imagery that's being shared in this verse. In the same way that a sparrow, when it's wandering, if you're just watching a sparrow, you know, they fly, they dart, they drift. They might land for a moment, but they can't stay in one place. In the same way that, the swallow when they're flying is always moving about, but never staying in one place. It can't stay. It can't be. It's not going to take up residence in one place. It cannot stay. It does not have the right to become fixed. It will not become fixed in one place. In the same way that that's how a sparrow, or that's how a swallow flies. In that same way, this is what happens with the curse. A curse that is without cause. And it's without cause. Any curse is without cause on you because you're blessed by God. You're blessed because of who you are in Jesus Christ. So because you're blessed because of who you are in Jesus Christ, because you are walking under the blessings and not under the curses, because of that, every curse is causeless. And a causeless curse cannot alight or it can't stay. Now, this is where it gets really key. Because a causeless curse cannot alight, that means it can't be fixed. Evidence of the curse cannot affix itself to you. So when the evidence of the curse tries to affix itself to you, this is where you and I need to say, I'm a child of God. I operate in the blessings of God. I've been blessed by God. What God has blessed cannot be cursed. And this, which is trying to alight upon me, which is a curse, or under the things that are cursed, it cannot stay. It does not have the right to stay. It does not have the right to affix itself to me. And so I rebuke whatever that might be, whether it's sickness, whether it's finances, whether your job, your marriage, your emotions, your addictions, whatever it might be. It does not have the right. But now here's what the enemy of your soul wants. He wants you to not believe that. He wants you that when that curse comes upon you, in whatever form it comes upon you, he wants you to think, oh my gosh, I deserve this. This is upon me. This is because I did this or that. I have had this happen to me because it's an end result of whatever I did or my failings or whatever. He wants us to think that and believe that because then what we do, even though the causeless curse does not have the right to affix to me, I can still grab hold of it and make it a part of me. That's what the enemy wants you to do. Whatever you're faced with today, whatever is happening in your life, whatever evidences of the curse are in your life, it does not have the right to stay there. The causeless curse cannot alight. It can't unless you allow it. Do not allow it. Be bold. Don't allow that curse to stay upon you. Be bold and be verbal and enforce what God has done for you. What's he done for you? Everything. He's caused you to walk in the blessings and not the curses.